This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Hillary Clinton has either ignored the facts of abortion and so has little to say about it, or she is deliberately deceiving the American public about what she does know about abortion. Professional medical illustrations explain exactly what happens in elective midterm abortions, and it's clear, contrary to her contention, there is no fabrication, no mere scare tactic created when those like Donald Trump indicate that ripping or tearing or breaking is part of abortion. Another point from the debate is that despite Hillary Clinton's contentions, there is little progress in China on the matter of government-enforced abortion. Abortions are still forced on mothers and their children when mothers are pregnant without authorization of the state. In China, family planning is not a practice. It is the name of a police agency with horrific powers. LifeNews.com has details on a number of other misrepresentations on the life issue from the most recent debate. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Attorney and bioethicist Wesley Smith is again criticizing assisted suicide. Smith finds no surprise in tourism suicide rates climbing in Switzerland. If early death becomes accepted as a proper response to illness, disability, and aging, Smith says medicalized killing will follow. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.